Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Humphrey. And as always, I'm delighted to be with you. Tonight is Thursday night relationship show. And we're going to be talking about marriage tonight. But I just want to give you a little bit of information about how you can contact me if you have questions after this show. And this also will give you an opportunity to get your paper and pencil ready so that we can get started. This is Issues Concerning Women, if you're just tuning in. And I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and my telephone number to my direct line is 757-567-6734. I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but you can call me from anywhere around the world. We are so excited to be on this programming because it gives us the opportunity to speak to people all over the United States and abroad as well. So it is just exciting each week as I meet new people from all walks of life, and we're able to talk about some of the issues that are concerning women and their families and their businesses, their careers. It's just such an exciting venue that we've been doing the last few months. We have had authors on the program, and tonight I just wanted to switch it up a little bit and do some relationship counseling for those who may be on a journey. We're going to talk about marriage principles tonight. And this journey, since it is February, it's a love journey. You know, as we look at where we are, what we're doing, how we're treating each other, we just want to move forward with that. You know, on this program, we talk about all kinds of relationships that are with love, and we do it with love, and we are here to encourage and to inspire and empower women, men, and their families, and be a mentor to those that need mentoring. We also offer counseling services after the program. If that is something that you're interested in, you can just give me a call at 757-567-6734, or you may email me at CineDesign@aol.com, or you can go to the website, Issues Concerning Women, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. And I know that's a mouthful, but you can get it. You know, as we go through the program, you'll get the name Issues Concerning Women, and you can go right to the website and look around and see what we're doing. I have a new book coming out called Women of Real Grace Grow. And if you turn Women of Real Grace around and spell it backwards, it spells grow. So that's the title of my new book. We're talking tonight about marriage and our love journey. This is the love month. The month of February is also Black History Month. And we should have Black History every month. It shouldn't just be for the month of February, but that's the month they dedicated to it. So we just wanted to reiterate that this is February, the Black History Month. But, you know, our history is each and every day because we are a part of the American history, and we just don't want to just not say anything about it. So we are excited to be with you once again, and we hope that you'll get an opportunity to call into the show if you have questions. The guest call-in number is 1-347-826-7543. And I'll give it to you again, 1-347-826-7543. And this is a free call for most long-distance callers. If you're on a cell phone, most of you have free after a certain time. So we're in prime time, so your call to us should be free. So don't be shy. If you have a question, I would be more than happy to answer your questions. And if I can't answer it, we'll find somebody that can. All right. Let's talk about marriage and what is involved in today's, in our walk as we, as couples who are married, couples who are thinking about getting married, couples who start thinking about getting married, haven't even talked about it yet. Maybe you're in a new relationship. But this is for everyone, and it's not just for married people. It's for anyone who has a desire to be in a relationship, because first of all, you have to go into the relationship being your whole self, knowing who you are and whose you are and how you can connect with another individual. If you're not whole yourself, then that means you're going into the relationship with problems, and most of us do have problems from time to time, but that's okay, because that's why we're here tonight, to open up that dialogue, to talk about love and marriage and the foundations of marriage. And I know a lot of you probably are out there in radio land, are Christians or have some kind of faith, and that is excellent, because we need the power of God to be in our relationships, and he needs to be in our triangle. Amen, somebody. I don't want to start preaching that. We're just going to teach the word. But, you know, on this journey, we have to realize that when God joins a man and a woman together, he needs to be in the midst of that relationship. He needs to be a part of what is going on in the marriage. That's why we stand before our Lord and Savior when we get married. And I think most religions do. So it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not. Most of you stand before someone in authority who gives you the power that is vested in them, and so that you're able to become a married couple. So this, we can't leave God out of it. He's in it for a purpose and a reason. And we want to talk about a little bit about that tonight. We want to do all things in order. And, of course, there is an order when we're in marriage. Out of chaos, God brings forth his order. And out of order, God brings forth his harmony. So if you're out of order in your relationship, all you have to do is think about where you are and how you can get back in order and do things that are in harmony, do things that are loving and kind towards somebody else. We can't just be in our relationship and not think about the other person, because that means that we're selfish, and we don't want to do that. By far, the most important aspects of a good marriage are spiritual in nature. Without the proper foundation for a marriage and having God as the center of our marriage and family, and his word as the guidelines for our life, no marriage will really succeed. We need to look at everything, including marriage, from God's perspective. Let us consider the seven P's of marriage. And this particular book is called, that I'm reading from, called Marriage Principles. And it's a great little book, and I use it as a reference. But seven P's of marriage. So if you got your paper and pencil ready, we want you to write these down. And it doesn't matter if you're married or not. This is something that you're going to need to learn. So if you're in a relationship or you're still single and you're still waiting for that special someone to come into your life, here are the seven P's of marriage. Marriage is planned. Marriage is pure. It's perfect. It's personal. It's permanent. It's prophetic. And it's progressive. Okay, I know that was a mouthful, all right? But let's go over those again. Marriage is planned, it's pure, it's perfect, it's personal, it's permanent, prophetic, and progressive. Marriage is a divinely planned relationship, the first institution ordered by God. Marriage was instructed by God and honored by our Lord Jesus Christ at a wedding in Canaan of Galilee. We do well to stop and think why God ordained marriage. In the final analysis, God designed everything for his glory. Even the heavens declare the glory of God. Our primary purpose in marriage, as in everything else, is to glory God. And to God we give the glory. That is his plan. So you can see, that's why when we're in a planned relationship, we know what to expect. It's planned. It's thought out. We shouldn't enter into marriage lightly. And they say that in most wedding vows. Don't go into this thing lightly. Think about what you're doing. Think about how this relationship is going to grow. Think about, why is this person so important to you? Do you want to spend the rest of your life with this person? It should be a yes, definitely, for sure. It should never be, well, it's because, you know, we could save money or for any other reasons other than love, because you're going to have a problem. And it is, I'm sure, why a lot of marriages are not working today. And I don't mean to make light of it, but in the Christian church, there are more divorces in church than there are in the secular world. Why? Because people enter into the marriage for the wrong reason. And just think about that for a second. Why would you want to be married to someone other than for love? And I understand financial gain, and I understand all of that. But when if the money goes away, what do you have left? You don't have anything. If you married them for their good looks, guess what? My brothers and sisters, those looks are going to go. Guess what? If you married her because she was 5'7", 105 pounds, and now she didn't have three kids, and she's still 5'7", but now she's 200 pounds. If you marry her for the wrong reasons, it will not work. You marry for the right reasons. You marry because you love somebody. You marry because this can be your partner for the rest of your life, this person you want to be with for eternity. You want your marriage to be plain, and you want your marriage to be pure. Marriage is a pure relationship, which means unadulterated. Men and women were made one for the other. Absolute loyalty sanctifies their relationships. Impurity comes only by the entrusting of a third party. So guess what? If you've got somebody that's trying to give you advice on your marriage that is not healthy for the relationship, then you need to tell that person, you know what, I got this. My marriage is pure. My marriage is between me and my husband, or if it's the husband, between me, the husband and the wife. Don't let anybody tell you how you should be acting in your marriage or how you should treat your spouse, and especially someone who's not having your best interests at heart. You know, it is just so wonderful when we have that pure relationship, and it means so much. And that's why we can't have third parties entering in our relationship, because they cause problems. Marriage was also ordained by God to be a perfect relationship. As for God, His way is perfect. It is the only human imperfections that make marriage something less than perfect. From the human perspective, no marriage is perfect, just as no individual Christian is perfect, unless you are fooling yourself. Because what happens, those little things that creep up into the relationship that frustrate us and are irritated in our souls, and for a period of time, sometimes we can't handle these things. We're unsure about what's going on. We're confused, and especially if our spouse starts to change, you know, or that significant other is not doing the things that he or she used to do in the relationship. It makes you wonder, and it makes you confused when you have those bumps in the road, because you're going to have them sometime. But the joy of the whole thing is that, and especially if you're married, that you don't have to stay mad at your spouse. You should never go to bed mad. And, you know, our grandparents used to tell us that. Don't ever go to bed mad with your husband or wife. Always try to talk to them before the sun goes down. That's in the Bible. That's biblical. The marriage between a husband and wife is indeed a journey of love, just as the marriage between our Christ and his bride is. A marriage between a man and a woman, it should be beautiful. It should be not fighting all the time, but it should be being able to compromise when things aren't going quite the way you thought they would go. Sometimes as spouses, we have to step back and compromise a little bit and say, you know what, maybe he is right about that situation, or maybe I don't fully agree with what he's saying, but he's my husband. So I'm going to tell him that I disagree with him, but then I'm going to go through the Lord in prayer about this thing so that God can help me better understand that what is going on in my relationship. Marriage is a personal relationship. It constitutes the most personal of all relationships of life. It involves just two people, a man and a woman, who agree to become one and share in every area of their lives. The closest, most intimate of all human relationships is that which exists between the husband and the wife, and is based upon mutual love and understanding. There is a blending and a welding of the two into one. Our personal relationship with the Lord is also that critical. After that, the relationship of a man and his wife is the most vital relationship we can have. Marriage is a unit of two persons which sanctifies and guarantees certain intimate personal relationships which belong only to them. Each one belongs to the other solely and completely. It is this belonging which constitutes marriage. It is in the Word. So when you think about marriage, it's personal. It's the most personal, the most intimate, the most loving, the most understanding relationships there can be. You know, there can be no more loving and more loyal relationship than that of a husband and a wife. And the husbands talk about loving your wife, putting her on a pedestal, putting her on a high plane. That's where she should be. Not that you're going to make her into some woman that you can't deal with, that you want to put her up so high that you want to put her out of the house because now she's getting on your nerves because you put her up so high. But put her up higher than any other woman that you know, even your own mother. And a lot of times, ooh, that's another show, men just can't do that. They can't separate the two, from the love from their mother and the love for their wife. And when you get married, they say that you should leave your mother and father's home and cleave to your wife. But sometimes that just doesn't happen. And we'll talk about that later. But tonight, we want to talk about love and loyalty, maintaining that relationship upon a high plane. So you not only put her up on a pedestal, not that you should be worshiping her, but that she is of high esteem. And you put the relationship on a pedestal so that you know that you're not being selfish about the relationship, that you're put in there because you think highly of her and you think highly of your marriage, that no woman would come before her. No woman has the privileges of your wife. No woman has the privileges of your husband. You know, this is your marriage partner. This, you took these vows until death do you part. And again, you cannot take these vows lightly. Marriage is also permanent. It's a permanent relationship. It will betroth thee unto me forever. Sin and sin alone breaks and destroys its permanence. In God's original purpose, only physical death was to sever its ties. God's word clearly teaches that adultery is the only spiritual ground for divorce. No other sin, shortcoming, or human weakness is to be considered significant cause for severing the marriage bond. Why is adultery considered the greatest sin against marriage? Because it is a betrayal of all that marriage stands for. Just think about that. You're in a relationship. You made a covenant with your husband and with your wife. There should be no other man or woman that can come between you, no other relationship that should be put above your marriage. No one should be able to walk into that relationship and cause havoc, because that's when the sin starts. That's when the adultery starts. That's when the taking for granted the other partner. We are joined together as husband and wife, but to become one, so that no one else can be able to penetrate that love. And if we have God in our love triangle, then no one can get in. The marriage between a man and a woman is also prophetic, a type of marriage between the Lord Jesus Christ and his bride, which is Ephesians 5:23-25. The Lord chose the sacred bonds of marriage to describe his relationship to his own people. The book of Hosea is perhaps the book in the Bible about the grace, mercy, and love of God. Hosea uses three figures by which to emphasize the relationship of Jehovah to his people: that of the husband and wife, that of the father and son, and that of a king and his subjects. It is not a coincidence that the relationships of husband and wife comes first. The Bible teaches that marriage is the tie which binds the husband and wife together. It is a sacrifice, and it's an intimate relationship, and it's the tie that binds. Oh, this is so good. We're talking about marriage and how wonderful it is. We have to look at marriage as not merely a ceremony, but a continuing relationship. Marriage is progressive. It is a work in progress. So is our walk as a believer. So when we talk about being progressive, we mean that, of course, we have flaws. Of course, we don't do everything right. We don't dot every I and cross every T. Of course, we make mistakes. Of course, we may even sin in our marriage. But guess what? The revelations of God's word to us is progressive and dynamic. The word of God never changes, but our understanding of the word changes as the Holy Spirit sheds more light on the scriptures. For we know in part and we prophesize in part, 1 Corinthians 13:9, that God is in our marriage to make it dynamic. Of the most important thing that he ever did was join together the husband and the wife. When we look at God, we look at everything that he has done, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed in the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord. Which means that when we look at our relationship with our husband and with our wives, we have to look at it for what it really is. We can't sugarcoat it. We can't look at it with rose-colored glasses. We have to know that God joined us together. When we talk about relationships, and I can talk about my own with my husband, we are two totally different personalities. He is, in the kind of man that is quiet, and when he says something, he's very direct with it. Sometimes he says it a little bit abrupt, where I might, on the other hand, I'm very talkative, as anybody that knows me knows, but I'm also able to listen. Where my husband may not, he may jump to a conclusion quickly and make that decision, where I am able to sit back and listen and analyze it a little bit and then go to him and talk about it a little bit and maybe help steer him in the direction that he may change his mind. Now, sometimes he doesn't, because that's his character and that's his personality. And that's okay, because that's how I know that God put our marriage together, because otherwise we would be bumping heads all the time, because, you know, he wants to be king of the jungle, and I'm the queen, so I want to be put up on my little pedestal, but I also want to respect him as my husband and to let him know that I am listening to what he is saying, even though I don't agree with him all the time. We can agree to disagree, and that is hard. This did not come early in our marriage. This took years of perfecting this thing. And when we talk about marriage, we talk about those keys. We should talk about perfecting something. Not that we're perfect, but that's that we perfect the relationship. We grow on and build on the things that we know about each other. He knows my strengths and my weaknesses just as I know he is. I know how to hurt him more than anybody else could, because he loves me and he trusts me with his whole heart. That's why he married me, and I trust him with mine. And if anybody ever said that he would do anything to hurt me, I know that that would not be true. And this older gentleman told me one time, and I listened to our elders, because they are words of wisdom. I know that they give us these words because this is what they know. In a relationship, and especially in a marriage, this old man told me the way to know that if a man loves a woman is if he would die for her. Now, those are some strong words, folks, I'm telling you. But if your man is walking you on the outside of the street and a car coming and he pushed you out to the car to save himself, then you have an issue with your marriage. His job is to be your protector, and that's another P we need to add to those P's about marriage. But, you know, he is your protector. That's why God gave you that man, to be strong for you to lean on him, and for him, and vice versa, he can lean on you too. But if he is willing to die for you, then you know that is your man. And I had a friend of mine tell me once that her husband even told her that, and that is such the that is the highest compliment, ladies. If your man tells you that he is willing to die for you, that he will protect you from anything, that he will lose a limb to save you, then you know how much he loves you. And we would do the same thing for our man. Of course, we might not be able to protect him in the physical sense, but if we could, if he was needing a kidney, of course we would be the ones who would be the first one to see if we were compatible to give him that kidney, to show him how much he means to us, to love him in that special, special way. So marriage is about love. It's about being loyal. It's about the journey together and growing together and having each other's back. You know, that sounds corny and that sounds old school, but that's the truth. If you don't love your mate and you're not willing to stand on that firm foundation of your marriage, then your marriage is in trouble. If your husband or wife has done something to hurt you and you just don't know, you know, what to do, you have to forgive first yourself if you've done anything, and then you have to forgive him, or, you know, and vice versa if you're the man. But you know what? We have to look at where we are and look at our relationships and just build on that and build on that firm foundation. You know, God is so good to us, and I hope you enjoy our relationship segment tonight. It was exciting for me. I hope it was exciting for you. We are on our love journey in the month of February, so we hope that you can tune in. Please tell a friend about the show. I am so excited to always be on the air. I'm thinking about new ways that I can bring the broadcast to more people and to reach out to you. But if you have questions, like to call me, you can call me at 757-567-6734. I'm Francine Humphrey. I'm on every Thursday night at 8:30 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, just like it sounds, ISSUESCONCERNINGWOMEN.com, or my website. That's the website, or go to direct email, CINEDESIGN@AOL.com. I know that's a lot, but you can always go back to blogtalkradio.com/ICW. Go on the archives, listen to this program, tell your friends about it, send us something on Facebook, and let us know how much you enjoy the show. I enjoy being on the air with you. I enjoy talking about relationships and how we can move forward. We're on this love journey in the month of February, and I hope that you can join us. Good night.